Welcome to Lipstick Dynamite Radio with your hosts, myself, Shell Kneebreaker, and Living Dead Girl, Queen Stuffers. You'll be glad you came, because we're going to blow you up.
Oh yeah, you got that right, Shell baby. We're gonna bring the boom.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Lipstick Dynamite Radio. This is Shell Kneebreaker, the Siren of Sound. We welcome you tonight. We're so excited to be here another time. Yay, they let us come back after we got into some trouble last time at the Playboy Mansion. But, you know, you never know what we'll do because we're just that way. So without further ado and stuff, I'd like to bring on my co-host, the sexiest woman and wrestler unstoppable, the Living Dead Girl, Queen Stuffers.
Good evening, everyone. Hey, Shell.
Hey, Steffers. I was lonely for you, so I had to bring you on right away.
Yay. I know. I can't believe we didn't get arrested last week.
I know. Well, there may be still charges pending. I'm not too sure, really. I don't know. Well, if we don't get arrested last time, maybe we'll get arrested this time. I think we can work it out.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think I said I was the... What?
We got some good loot, too, last time.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We got some stuff. We got some diamonds. We got some Gucci. We got some Pucci. We got some Fiorucci. I think we got all the Uchis, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, plus, well, we won't go into everything else we got, but, well, maybe you want to. I don't know.
Maybe.
This week, we're just here in our studio or at this moment, right at this present moment in time, because we're going to go visit someone later, a living legend. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Do you have your autograph book ready?
Oh, yeah.
Because later on this evening, I know you can't believe this is true that we could get in there, but we are going to visit the living legend, Hollywood Rick Brutal, at his mansion. I mean, you know, we get in all the mansions, don't we?
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited.
I am, too, because, you know, Wow. I have just, you know, he's one of my favorites that I've liked for the longest time. So I'm pretty excited about this.
I know, I'm going to make sure and bring my camera and get lots of pictures.
Oh, yeah. And he loves to do selfies and photobomb, I've heard. So he'll, I bet he would like to do that actually with us. So
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely.
at this time, yes, definitely. This time I would like to say a hello to my new best friend, Anton Dare. Hi, Anton. Okay, there. I did it. I said I would say it, and I said it, and now I'm not saying it anymore. And if you too would like to be my best friend, all you have to do is bring me coffee, you know, on the news feed or pretty much just bring me coffee and that's it. Well, you know,
Good
that
coffee.
I'm not that, I'm not really, do you think that's too easy, Severs? Does that make me easy?
You might have too much coffee. Everybody agrees.
Too much coffee. I don't think I could have too much coffee. My left eye is twitching, but other than that,
Uh-oh.
uh-oh. Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. But hey,
No
have you seen
twitching.
the no twitching? Oh, come on. You know how I get. So listen, I don't mean to put you on the spot or anything, but have you had any paparazzi reps? I mean, is anything going on to even talk about?
I don't know. They've been kind of slow this week because I think they've been watching other stuff, but
Oh, you know why? I bet you they're slow because they're waiting for something that's not really part of our world, so I can't mention it. But it's coming back, you know, with the season in the middle of the season premiere thingy. So, yeah, it's a show on a thing called television. And, you know, it's not really part of our world, but I bet the paparazzi all ran off, you know, to interview Daryl Dixon or something.
Oh yeah, that's true. Well, I know there was a who's W's biggest asshole scene out there. They did report that, and I did hear, and one of them did report. I guess there was a match between Outlaw and Draven, and whoever
Oh.
lost had to dress as a doll. So I guess Outlaw had to dress as a doll for a day.
A doll?
Yeah.
Now, listen. Okay. I'm just going to be blatantly honest here. You know, usually somewhere during the day, I usually see Outlaw somewhere. He is my coach and all. And he usually talks to me at least, you know, hello or something. He never mentioned he was dressed as a doll, and I never got to take a picture of him. Did you get a picture?
I think I do somewhere. I'm not sure. I'll have to see if I can dig it out after.
Oh, this is just, I'm really mad now because I missed this completely. This is not fair. This
Well,
really.
I told my paparazzi the dubs they're gonna have be ready because I guess Count and Bubbles have a strip match, so we will be ready for that one with pictures.
Oh, okay, good. Good, good. Because we love the pictures, folks. If you have any selfies or any pictures or and you know of anything that's really, you know, like if you know some good dirt that you want to dish, call in. A, B, give us some pictures. As long as they're not going to get us arrested or sued, or you know, we don't mind being arrested, but we don't really want to be sued. And then, how's that? I think it's a good idea
Yeah.
because we love we're really, you know, like to know what's going on because a lot of stuff is behind the scenes, and I just noticed some interesting people hanging around that haven't been here for a while. But I won't mention their names, but there's some people, you know, who haven't been here and they just started coming around again.
Oh,
So,
I think I know who you're talking about. There was a sighting today. The
yeah, there was.
paparazzi did. Yes, I think it was Conk.
Yeah, yeah, you yeah. said it. You said the name.
There was a Kong sighting. Yes, I forgot the paparazzi did get him.
Oh. Well, there was him, and then I did see Stormtrooper again. Apparently, Stormtrooper is, you know, I never had a Stormtrooper. Oh, it's so depressing. I never had a Stormtrooper promo pick or anything like that. So if I could ever get one, I would be so happy. So another way to be my best friend is to bring me coffee and get Stormtrooper to make me a promo pick.
And also, like HRB said, and I did see her, it was yesterday, the day before, Pins Magoo has also been seen again.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty major. Because Pins Magoo, wow, I can't even remember. Like 3 years ago, it was probably maybe two, the last time I saw Pins. And if I ever see Pwiny, I get so excited. I just love Pwiny. I can't say Pwiny. How do you say it? Pwiny? You know, Prince Pwiny, the print. Yeah. Pwiny. Oh, she says Pwiny, my name. Shalnibwekos. I can't say it. Wekos. She's so cute.
She is.
So that's all the excitement for WUA?
I think so for now, but yeah, that was just pretty exciting. They were going around and new people are coming back. Or not new people, but old people are coming
like
back.
Like old people, which is cool. And then tonight on this show, oh, excitement, besides Hollywood Rick Brutal, we are supposed to have another guest interviewee. Coming, rolling in at 1:30, so we will see if they can actually make it. If not, then we'll just go on and destroy a city or something.
We will.
You look out. Do you guys like when I growl? Okay, wow. It's too much coffee. That's what it is. Damn. And I'm echoing. Ooh, did you like what you like when I growl?
Yeah.
Tank Girl said we can use our tank. Okay, no, we're not going there. Well, would you want to go there? Oh, that's to take over the city. See, darn, when I think Tank Girl's tank, my mind always goes in a different direction. I don't know why.
LA, the CMI.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, well. So call us if you like.
I'm excited about going to the mansion. Maybe we can try to swipe some stuff at HRB's place.
Oh, do you think he has anything we could steal? Did he ever get an Academy Award?
I think he got a Golden Globe. Oh!
Oh, wow. Okay, let's make a plan. And hopefully he's not listening to this, even though I see him in the chat. We'll pretend he's not there. You distract him, like fall down and pretend you're dying. Oh, wait, that's not going to work. Okay.
He says he has a lot of security, but I think if we flash, the security will be good.
Well, believe you me, HRB, we can get past any security that you have.
Oh, yeah.
Because we know what to do and how.
We're like Mission Impossible, James Bond, and Charlie Angels all wrapped into one.
Yeah, all into one at the same time, right?
Oh, yeah. We can get
that. We're pretty talented, and we have talents that all you guys don't even know about.
Damn straight.
I can't think of what they are right now, but there we have them. My mind is blank, which is nothing new. So they're it's usually secret. Blank. Yeah. What'd you say?
They're secret.
Oh, yeah, they're all secret. We can't tell you or we'd have to kill you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to answer a question that I received a text. So I have to tell something to somebody real quickly. So feel free to keep talking. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Interesting. So we can take callers for a little bit until we do our first interview, if anybody wants to call in. Also, if anybody in here, also if anybody who's interested in doing an interview on our show, inbox and let us know, and we will set it up.
Yay. Yeah, we like to do that. There's Kitty. Yeah. We have Psycho Girl set up for, we're not on every Wednesday. We're on every other Wednesday. So we have Psycho Girl set up for our next show and a possible Bama Slamma sighting, we're hoping. It's difficult sometimes because the people are in different areas of the world. But, hey, Shifty wants to be interviewed. You see that?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be a fun interview.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. I pick Shifty. He's my favorite. And how do you feel about interviewing Shifty Suffers?
Oh, it'll be fun.
Yeah, it would be phenomenal. Ooh, a big word. Okay. Yeah, we would like to know more about Shifty, actually. I don't know his whole life story.
And I've never been to Shifty's place. It might be interesting.
Oh, do you think we could get in there? Will he let us in?
He might.
Or we might have to meet at an undisclosed location.
This is true.
For Shifty, because I don't know... I don't even know where Shifty lives. Wow.
Oh, the Razor is here.
Oh, there he is. Hello, the Razor. The Razor is actually our special guest for one of our interviews this evening. So we are happy to see him and hope that he knows how to hit the blue Skype button. The blue Skype button.
It's not the little blue pill, it's the little blue button.
Do not take the little blue pill. Erections may last longer than 18 hours. Will we? Wow. Okay, I was just thinking that. My mind just went off on 18-hour erections. Or is it 6? Well, who cares? Oh, Lord Amadeus is so cute. Anyway. No, wait. We ask you the questions. Yeah, that's how it goes, Tank Girl.
Yeah.
What is that noise? Do you hear that?
I don't know.
Oh, sorry, Tanky. What is that? Did you hear a noise? Seriously, am I kidding?
I don't know.
Was it purring? Oh, there you go. Susie, sexy Susie, the elf macagas. It is seek medical help if the erection lasts more than 4 hours. Thank you.
Yikes.
Thank you, Susie. She is always the best boss and willing to help.
Go to her for all the info.
Okay, yeah. No, I really had too much coffee. But I don't know why I'm sitting here reading this. I am, like, mesmerized by this chat. Help me. Okay, look away. Don't give it eye contact.
There is Razor, push the new button.
Come on, Razor, you can do it. You
if
can
you
do
need to
it.
Stop and ask for directions, do it. I know.
Well,
you can do it.
You can do it. Come to us. Come to us, Razor. I think we have a song for you. Come to us. Come to us.
Well,
are you coming?
I wonder, should we do a song break? And then maybe by then he'll figure out how to do the blue button.
We could do that. Let's do that so it gives him a little time to get combobulated instead of being discombobulated.
Okay.
Hit it.
We will do that.
Oh, sorry. Did I say that out loud? Okay. Do you hear that?
What is that?
I don't know. I don't know if we have any wild animals around here.
I hope not. You never know.
I don't know.
Yikes. Maybe there's a raccoon outside in the garbage.
Uh-oh, not that. Not again. Come on. Oh, see? Do you hear that?
What is that?
I don't know. Do you have it? You didn't bring anything in your purse, did you? You don't have any Oh. Okay.
Uh-oh. I better get my pepper spray ready.
Yeah, you better. Or I know karate. Not really, but it's kind of tough, isn't it? Let me get my kendo stick. I can beat it to death, whatever it is. Ooh.
Okay, do you see anything?
Look on the floor. Do you see anything?
No, but I'm going to put my feet up just in case.
Oh, me too. That's almost as bad as a mouse.
Yay!
Oh, my. Oh. I want to stand on top of the chair.
We're going to have to call pest control.
Excuse me. I'm sorry I coughed in your ear. I was hoping the cough would make the thing go away, whatever it is. Hey, I know. Let's call it. Maybe it'll come out. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Oh, kitty kabam will come out. Oh, sorry, kitty. Kitty, kitty, kitty. Oh. I don't know. We're waiting for our interviewee to call in on the telephone. So we're just talking until he can get here or something. Send a smoke signal. Oh, we could do it by Morse code. Only I don't know that. Do you, Severs?
No,
I heard it again.
I'm not that talented.
Is it? Oh, sorry. Did I scare you? It's something behind your desk, I think.
I think somebody is here. Yeah. I didn't know about that. See if you can see what that is over in the corner shelf.
Oh, why do I have to be the one? Oh, okay. Oh, I don't see anything. Because I think it just struck, it just went alongside the wall and it's running. You know,
ooh.
I'm over here by you.
Guess what?
What?
Somebody's here.
Yay!
Here we
Who
go.
Is it? Nice intro. Welcome.
Welcome,
the Razor. Yeah.
And how are you girls doing tonight?
Doing great.
Yes, we are. We're happy to have you with us. Welcome.
Glad to be here.
We'll try to be gentle with you, but if we're not, is that okay too?
Yeah, oh yeah.
See? Men like us. Yes. Well, you know, we're kind of crazy, but we like to have fun, and we're so glad that you like to have fun, too, and that you came to see us, because you're on our second show, so write this down in your diary that I'm echoing. Why am I echoing? Oh, did I stop? Okay, I stopped. that you were with us. Yay! Ha ha.
Yay.
Noted.
Would you like something to drink? Are you good? Are you good? Just are you good? Are you ready to go on your interview?
Yeah, I'm all prepared.
All righty then. Well, I'm going to start, and then Steffers and I are going to go. We have questions that we all have written for you, ready to ask you. So I'm just going to start, because a lot of people may not know you, or they may know you, but they don't know everything about you. So that's why we like to do interviews, to help people get to know each other better, because it makes it more fun. So let me ask you, Razor, where did your wrestler name come from?
Oh, a few years ago, I started wrestling in a weekend get together with a buddy of mine, and I used the name back then, and it just stuck with me as I come to Unstoppable.
And so then did you get your entrance song after you picked your name out then? Or did you already have that in mind, your entrance?
Oh, I got the entrance song probably 3 years ago.
Because it's a really great song, so I just thought I'd throw that out there. So it's Steffers now. Steffers?
Yes. So, Razor, I'm going to ask you. So, you know, you found out about your name. So I was wondering, how long have you been in the wrestling world? Like, how long have you been wrestling?
Total-wise, probably about 20 years.
Wow.
It's a long time.
I wasn't in Facebook One Wrestling or Wrestling Unstoppable One. I was there just at the end of it, and then when the new format started, I've been there ever since the start of that.
Awesome.
So you really like wrestling then, and you really know what you're doing in a match.
Yeah, I've been around.
You've been around. Well, you said it. I did it. Let me ask you this, Razor. Have you ever owned a company or GM'd in one? And if you didn't, would you like to?
I GM'd for White Wolf.
Which company was that? Oh, in one of her companies?
Yeah, I'm not sure which one it was. As far as owning a company, I owned a company called NWF-CWF and ran it for a while under that name, and then later on I changed it to the Cutting Edge. Because of not being able to get a good GM to help me with it, the workload became too much, and I decided to sell it.
When did you sell it? Do you remember?
Not exactly. It was, I believe, last fall.
Last fall? Okay. So how long did you have it? How long did you own it and run it before you sold it? A couple of years, or?
Probably at least 3 years.
That's a long time to run a company and own a company. So I give you kudos for that, because it's not easy. And it is hard. We were just talking about that. I think you were at that show on Dead Man's Radio about how hard it is to get a good GM or to get people to assist.
Yes, it's quite hard.
And speaking of which, you were saying, you know, you've wrestled for 20 years, a long time. So in your many years in your career of wrestling, who's been the most influential in your career?
I would have to say Wrestling Mama and Dr. Payne, they taught me a whole lot.
Two very good people.
Did they just teach you how to GM and do all the duties with that, or is there some other thing that they helped you learn about wrestling, you know, about how to present yourself or anything like that that they helped you with too, or influenced you with, I mean?
Well, Wrestling Mama and Dr. Payne both helped with the GM and the trying to run a company. But
mm-hmm.
Doc Payne actually got me into working storylines and stuff like that. And two other people that was influential in my career, Max Payne and Concrete Crusher Payne.
Yeah, they are also more amazing people.
Yeah, they're wicked.
Their companies that they have are phenomenal, and the ones I've been in anyway. So did they help you with G? Go ahead.
They helped me with the owner aspects and GMing also.
Oh, okay. What were you going to say, Steffers?
Oh, I was just going to say, yeah, and they are definitely one of the toughest tag teams that, I mean, Gorgeous Nightmare, me and Hella, yeah, they're, you know, we're pretty tough, but I'm telling you, they are one of the toughest ones we've ever been up against. I will say that. They're, wow.
Yeah, I would say you four people are the greatest tag teams that I've ever seen. The you all there, you four. Wow. Just, jeez. Yeah, someday, Lord Amadeus and I might beat one of you, but I doubt it. Sorry, Amadeus. I just don't think it's going to happen. We might have to bring in a special, anyway, goon squad. Okay, now back to the question. Razor, we noticed that you attend some radio shows from time to time. So let me ask you, which one is your favorite to attend and why?
I would have to say RAWF Happy Hours. Because some of the things they got going on, it's crazy and off the wall.
So what you're saying, Razor, is when you listen to Happy Hours, you have a really good time.
Yes.
Yes,
well, don't we all? Yes. Well, I love Happy Hours, and, you know, what can I say? Do you have any other ones that you like too? I'm not fishing around for a compliment. So I won't do it. I wanted to do it, but I'm just, okay. Happy Hours is his favorite show. On to you, Steffers.
Well, speaking of radio shows. So let me see. Do you think radio ads or subtracts from the WWE experience?
I think the ad, as far as following your character or as far as a company goes, don't like it when the drama gets involved.
Yeah, I agree.
No. Well, yeah. I'd say we all think that.
Yeah, I agree with that, because I think, like he said, it adds, like tonight, learning more about his, you know, wrestler, and you, in certain companies, if you have shows, you have, you know, different matches, it's way more to talk about pay-per-views, tournaments. Also, you know, so I lost my train of thought. Shells, that coffee, I should never had any, I'm not used to it.
Uh-oh.
The storylining and stuff. It also helps pop that, like bring it more out. Because you actually get to hear the person and get into it, whereas, you know, it's not just in WU. So I think for that kind of aspect, it does help and it makes it a little bit interesting. And the people that call the live matches, the title matches on air, that's kind of neat too. It brings like a different aspect.
Oh yeah, hearing matches called. You like that too, Razor? That's fun.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah, I like that when they do that on RAWF Happy Hours because it's almost like watching the match in 3D when we had that because you can kind of picture in your mind what you're actually doing, and it really makes it more exciting. And then when everybody goes down to ringside, and it's really a lot more fun than just doing a match by yourself, you know, sitting there doing a match without all that excitement. It's very exciting. That's why radio, to me, really adds excitement to WU that we wouldn't have otherwise. So I think that if you are within the sound of my voice, this is Shell Kneebreaker, the siren of sound, that you should come to radio and listen to us. And if you don't like us, go to another show because you'll have some fun there. And that's my PSA for all of Blog Talk Radio. There. Okay, I'm done. What were you doing? Oh, yeah, we were interviewing Razor.
I think you had one more question. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we have one more question for you. Razor, what is your favorite thing or favorite aspect about Wrestler Unstoppable overall, like just a general thing, or you can be specific?
I like the companies that kind of make you do things like Wrestling Mama ran Camp Runamuck, and you had to do certain tasks to earn badges and stuff like that. I really enjoy doing those type of companies.
And you had said that you were in a company now that was doing something similar or had, like, tasks or different things you had to win in order to get to a certain, like a point or be able to win something. And what's the name of the company that you're in now that you liked that was doing that?
It's Faith Dunkerino's company, SWS.
Okay.
And what it is it's called Overkill. They give you 3 round robins matches a week for 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And for each win you get a point. And if you win all 3 matches in the week, you get an additional point for that. And at the end of the 4 weeks, when it's, they'll tally up the points and put, like, the top 8 people into tournaments. And they'll fight it out until a winner is crowned.
That's pretty cool. I like things like that, too. That it's like a little gauntlet you have to run to try to get to a certain place. That's fun. I like that. That's a good company. I was in it a long time ago. So now I'm going to ask the chat. Hey, chat, do you have any questions that you'd like the Razor to answer?
Yeah.
You know, within reason, because he's not a frequent radio appearing person, so you know, this is your big chance because you might not hear him again for a long time. So if you have anything to say or ask, this is your big chance right here, right now, folks. You know, I thought I'd give them a chance. They probably wouldn't hurt you, Razor, but you never know.
Never.
Okay, no one is answering me, so I guess unless you have something else that you'd like to share with us, Razor.
No, I guess I'm good for now.
Okay, well, definitely, you're welcome to stay.
Definitely thank you for letting us interview you.
Oh, Lord Amadeus says his question is, why is the Razor no longer in RAWF?
I am, as far as I know.
He says, oh, well, I guess he can hear you. I don't have to interpret. I was going to say, he says he is, as far as he knows. Well, if you're not, for some strange reason, and you would like to be, I will send you an invite. But you think you are. So,
yeah,
if you're
not.
Yeah,
as far as I know.
Okay. Well, you should know, I guess, right? When we do thank you for coming and being interviewed by us. We appreciate it very much. Oh, Lord Amadeus just said, oh, wait, he is. I almost called him Lord Amadeus something.
Oh,
else.
Well, I had a blonde.
And almost, almost slipped out. I'm sorry. I love you. Okay. Now that I'm done being an idiot, you want to stick around with us, Razor, and go to Hollywood Rick Brutal's mansion? Or I don't know if you have to leave or would you like to stay? You're more than welcome.
Yeah, I can hang around.
Okay, cool. Uh-oh. There's the phone. Hold on, I will answer that.
Uh-oh.
Hello? Hollywood? Oh, well, I don't know. Yeah, but we'll be there in just a little bit, okay? Okay. That was Hollywood Rick Brill. He wants to know when we're coming over.
Uh-oh, we better hurry.
Well, you know, I don't know if we have to hurry or if we have, do we have callers waiting on us or what's going on?
Well, it's hard to tell who's on hold and who wants to talk. But...
Oh, there is? Well, should we bring them on?
Oh, my baby's on hold.
Oh.
Should we bring them on? Or...
Sure.
Hello, madame. Hello, my baby.
Hello. Hello, ladies. Here I am live with Lipstick Dynamite.
Yes, you
damn
are.
Now, which one of you is Lipstick and which one of you is Dynamite?
We're both.
Are they code names? Are you on a secret operation?
Yes. We can't tell you what we're doing. Yes, we're
who do you work for?
We can't say.
Oh. These vague answers are
if we tell you, we have to kill you.
Yeah, I don't want to have to kill you.
She couldn't. You wouldn't. You love me too much.
She's kind of partial to you. She kind of likes you. Loves you.
Whatever. Yeah, likes me. Don't want to put a label on it, you know?
Yeah, it's better that way. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Unlike Beyonce, if you don't like it, don't put a label on it, you know?
Yeah, or give it a ring. Give it a ring.
Yeah, that's...
Ring! Who are you, anyway?
Oh, hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am Count Treitnok.
We just start talking. We assume, and you know what happens when you assume, that everyone...
It's an asset of you and me.
Right. So thank you for announcing who you are, actually are.
Are, matey.
I know you were, like, mesmerized by your lovely lady's beautiful...
I was.
...glowing
but
blueness.
Is Razor still around? I had a question for Razor.
Yeah, I'm still here.
How do you feel about dating inside of WU? And if you have dated anybody, who was your most favorite relationship?
Well, I have dated a few people, and I've had fun while doing it. Probably the most notable person was Wildfire.
Oh, so congratulations. She's a dish treat.
What was that?
She's a lovely lady. She's a treat.
Oh,
I thought you said she was, I don't know what I
yeah.
thought.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I've had no sexual relations with that woman.
He said Wildfire.
That's right.
Wildfire.
Yeah, I know. Wildfire is awesome.
Yeah. No, they didn't hear in the chat.
I'm going to get burned for wild.
So I heard.
What did you hear?
What you said.
Oh. I'm also in a clothing match with Bubbles. It's a
yeah,
horrible,
we're
horrible time.
Yeah, we're going to get pictures of that. We've already got the paparazzi set up to get pictures of that.
Yes, we want pictures of that because we miss pictures of Outlaw dressed as a doll.
So you want pictures of seeing her naked, or, well, is it stripped down to a bra and panties, or is it you want to see me stripped down to a Speedo without a crown?
Either or, it's going to be all over.
Oh, that is very true. The Monday paper will read very horrible things about me.
Yes, it will.
She seems happy about
that. I'll be like Borat. I'll be like Borat.
You never know. They may put
Speedo.
You... Magic Mike 2 is coming out. They may put you in it. They may see you in a Speedo and say, hey, offer your job.
Yeah, I know. Channing Tatum, me. I think we could, you know, Matthew McConaughey. Give me a call,
hey.
Hollywood. And not talking to you, Rick Brutal.
That would be awesome. Counting Hollywood.
It's just because you have blonde hair right now.
Hey, my blonde hair is beautiful.
The
I look
blonde,
like
blonde
Thor.
Hair. Yep.
So, how is the harem going with your husband, Shell? If it's a question-based show, how is the harem going?
The harem is going.
Well, bad, proficiently.
It's not really a question of good or bad. It's just going. You know, once it gets started, it's like a runaway
rolling
train.
Stone?
Yeah, or a rolling stone. And, like, the hips start going. And, you know, the hips start going. And the shimmy starts happening. And we're going to have a song break soon. And then you just keep, you know, going. You know?
And
well,
the costume-
I tried to... I sent Lord Amadeus a personal message. I sent him via pigeon carrier and everything. I went all official. And he did not even deign me with a response. Just zaps me with electricity, you know, random intervals.
Well, that's part of being in the harem. Oh, oops. Time for a song break. Where's the song? Where's
yeah.
the song?
And soon the new outfits are going to be in, too, for the harem. Ooh, I can't wait.
Hopefully they're not made of metal.
What are they made of?
I don't know. They looked like purplish or pinkish and see-through. They were sexy.
Oh. I did not see that.
But yes, we must take a song break and Michelle returns.
Thank you.
we are back.
That was fun. Let's do that every time we have a show.
I know, right? We got some sex and men up in here. So I'm trying to think, how are we going to get to HRB's mansion? Is he going to send a limo for us? Or are we supposed to find a way there?
Oh, yeah. How do we get there? Oh, he sent the limo.
Nice.
Can we all fit in there? We'll get Razor in there. And is Razor still here?
I think, let me see. I'm pretty sure he is.
Well, and Count? Do they want to go too?
Not sure. Did you guys want to go? Hello?
Hello. I see I'm unmuted.
There they are.
I think we could all fit in there. Do you think Hollywood would mind if we brought Count and Razor with us?
I don't think so.
Where are we going?
We're going to Hollywood Rick Brutal's mansion.
Ooh.
I did say I want to be a Magic Mike too. This could be a stepping stone to success.
Ooh, yeah.
That's true. Okay, well, let's go then. Let's go out there.
Exciting.
Let's enjoy this limo ride.
I feel like I'm on the Ellen DeGeneres show.
We have the best times, don't we? Wow.
Oh, this is going to be fun. Ooh, I wonder if there's champagne in the limo.
Look at the... Oh, I bet there is. Oh, look. Open up... Oh, look in like one of these little pocket thing. Oh, look it. There's a whole lot of champagne in here.
Lots of bubbly. Ooh, we could bathe in this. Ooh.
Yeah, look at you guys. Here, have a glass. Here, well, can you pop the cork? One of you? Pop it.
Ooh.
Okay, that was good. Okay, let's have some of this.
Good job, Razor.
Here, you guys go. Oh. Here, have a...
That is heaven on my lip.
I think there's caviar in here, too. Mm. Mm.
Oh, you can just feel the bubbles going down your throat. Oh, it tastes so good. He always gets the best stuff.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I was in a place like this. Well, maybe it was the honeymoon. But anyway... This is really nice.
It is. Oh, I'm so excited. Don't let me drink too much. I'll be sticking out the moonroof. Woo!
I can't watch you. They have free Jaeger. Oh, free Jaeger.
Let's do it. Oh, can we just, before we get there, can we do the moonroof thing? Come on, let's do it. Oh,
let's do that. Come on, Shel, get up here with me.
Okay.
Oh, now you ladies have fun. We'll just help you hold your ankle.
Here we come, Hollywood. Are you ready? We're coming.
Hey, you over there on the sidewalk. We're going to Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Oh, this is fun.
It is fun.
Yeah, almost- Hollywood.
Ooh, we're almost there. I see his mansion. Ooh.
Look at the size of that. Oh, man.
That's what she said.
Okay, you know you guys are impressed, so just admit it.
It is a lovely hilltop mansion.
Damn. Oh, my God, he's got shrubbery shaped into boobies. Ooh.
He also has swan bushes, too, but I noticed where your attention went, Miss Virgin.
Hey, it's boobies.
That is true. They are the world's greatest thing. Other than Art Lover, obviously.
I'm going to get a selfie between them later.
Oh, that is a great idea. Okay. This driveway is pretty long.
I'm getting nervous. We're almost there. Okay, Shelly, you ready?
Are we there yet? Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's driveway salon.
Uh-oh. I heard a knock.
Who's knocking on our limo door? I bet it's a hooked man.
Open, open. Ring the doorbell.
I'm ringing it. It's a silent doorbell. It's that expensive. You can't even hear it out here.
Oh my, it sounds like mold.
We're here.
Where is his butler?
Hopefully it wasn't BYOB because I didn't bring anything.
Hello, hello.
Well, I think after what we... I don't think it was after we had in the limo.
Look!
The butler!
Hello!
Ladies, good evening, good evening. Oh,
good
gentlemen,
evening.
Come on in.
Oh, thank you.
I thought one of the butlers was around. I get off for the night ready.
Ooh, oh,
sorry,
look
looking
at this
around.
Place.
Guess so.
Yeah, we're just amazed by your place, Hollywood. We can't help it.
Yeah, it's okay.
Wow.
Oh, you call this
mansion.
It's a single mansion.
It's amazing.
Oh.
Look at that staircase. Holy moly.
Yeah, it's a nice staircase. I like it.
Beautiful. Oh.
You're just used to it, Hollywood, that's all.
Where should we go?
Or, like, take us...
You want to go into the study? Do you want a quick tour of the place? Well, I don't know how long to have a quick tour.
Let's do a tour.
All right, this is foyer.
Ooh.
If we go back over here, it's an entertainment room.
Nice.
I think my butler said there's like a ready room or a waiting room. He usually has the guests waiting here until the main, you know, he serves hors d'oeuvres in here and stuff, and he calls us all into here, which is the big dining room.
I really like the architecture, good chap.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I
nice.
Like it myself.
The arch is just, you know, to totally put the room together.
Yes, it brings it together, yes.
Wow.
And this is a huge dining room. I usually don't eat in this one.
Oh. These rooms are so huge.
Yes. And then we have a fairly big kitchen area. I don't know why the kitchen's so big. I have parties like, you know, once a month, but that's about it.
How often do you cook and how often do you have staff?
Oh, I have staff all the time. They're usually here. I guess I gave them the night off. I thought somebody would
cook.
Hopefully
you're not expecting me to cook.
No, they cooked already. Oh, there's the over there cooking. They're in the corner, everything ready.
Well, I don't really know anything about a kitchen, but it looks pretty.
Yeah, it's got
but
everything.
It looks like
there's a lot
of appliances.
There's more appliances than I had to do with.
Then you got a wine cabinet thingy, like the wine cooler thing, and
yes.
Wow.
He knew you were coming, and you liked the wine coolers.
Yes.
So where should we go?
Back here is a small... Yeah, let's go to the entertainment room. That's got everything in it, but we got some nice chairs in there, so we could sit down. The big screen TV, the flat screen TV.
And, like, how big is that? How big is that TV?
How big is the wall?
Oh, my God. I've never seen...
Anything.
Wow,
this chair is comfy. Oh,
yep.
I know.
Oh my God, we should totally watch Sex in the City, everybody.
No.
I'm never leaving. Oh,
this is awesome! Wow,
it's a nice, very nice wall TV.
Well, yeah, it is. You know, for wall TVs. I think they said some Japanese company made a 140-inch wall screen TV, but I don't know many walls that would fit on.
Well, you'd have to have a big, big mansion.
Yeah.
Oh, Shell, we need to borrow this TV for Magic Mike.
Oh, yeah. Can we have a party at your house, Hollywood?
Yeah, you can have a party here. I don't see why not.
Hey, Hollywood, do you know Channing Tatum?
Not personally. I know people who know him.
I need to talk to his agent. I need to be in Magic Mike too, so Steffers can look at count on the stripper pole.
I've never done filming one.
Dreams are cast aside.
I thought they were in post production already on that one.
That's not joke. Well, maybe
well,
you'll be in
a prequel.
Well, you want to be in Magic Mike 3?
Yeah.
If they do a third?
Yeah.
I feel Kane's Count Vraithnok would, you know, sell that.
Yeah, hold on. Sorry, I'm checking my phone here. I'm just trying to see some Magic Mike 2. It's already done because it's coming out on July 1st.
Well, could we come here and watch it on this TV? And, like,
yeah.
Invite all the girls? Like, we'll have Tank Girl and Susie and, well, let's see. Who
oh, my God.
Cougar. What?
Like, next week, we have to figure up. We'll announce, we'll do some kind of contest for the men of W from Magic Mike 3. We'll do, like, some kind of thing for the men.
Oh.
Are you just going to ogle the men as they fight?
That is a great idea.
Ooh,
I know, that's why I'm here.
It wasn't your idea. And then we could play Sharp Dressed Man again, and we could look at them all. Like, they could, like, parade
oh,
in
yeah.
front of us.
Yeah, we'll have them all come out, parade around, and be like, woo!
Yeah, we're all ogling men.
Ogling?
Yeah, what he said. Oogle, boogle, google.
You're boggling my mind. But hey, I ogle the females every now and then, so ogling the males just seems appropriate.
It'll be the Magic Mike at WU. We'll make it happen.
Yeah.
I'm sure you will.
We're just the girls to do it.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to go as far and call you ladies.
I was just going to say something for the ladies at WU.
Yeah, the hardworking ladies, the wrestlers, the ones that sweat and, like, lose weight and then gain it back. Because, really, you girls, you deserve a break, and you deserve to see hot, sexy guys, like, walking down, up and down, and up and down, and up and down. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you tired of bloating cramps? You have to get the Magic mic, and you'll release all your tension. True story.
Uh-huh. Don't make me snap those thongs on.
Gonna strap what on me?
Never
Thank
mind.
You.
Earth Tank would say, never mind. But I think we have some questions for Hollywood.
You do a good Tank Girl.
Oh, hold on. Aha. I did find somebody still here. Did you, ladies and gentlemen, want something to drink while you're here? They're going to bring some more durs out in a few moments. So.
Oh, that would be so lovely.
Please
I would
tell
love
me
some
you
hors d'oeuvres.
Is champagne okay, or do you want something else? Or
Well, champagne is good for me, yeah.
Yes.
I'll take some bubbly. Do you have escargot?
Razor?
I beg your pardon?
Escargot?
Yeah, that's more like a dinner. That's not like a snack. I thought that was a dinner thing.
Do you want something Razor? Is Razor still there?
I'll take hors d'oeuvres.
Or did he get lost in the hallway?
I think we lost him back at the big
I think he's drunk in the limo.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. Did he pass out in the limo?
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
The search for Razor is on.
There you guys are. I've been lost. I've been in this big place.
Uh-oh.
It is
Come
true.
Get some grub.
Yeah, we're going to eat. I'm trying not to act too excited.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
it wasn't like you were throwing up at the.
Well, you know, Hollywood's got good stuff. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, after we get our bubbly, just let us know when you're ready for you to start your interview.
Okay. Well, I'm ready whenever you guys are ready.
Ooh, okay. So. Obviously, I'm going to start out with this one, just because I want to know. How did your career start?
You?
Yes.
That career? All right. Well, it started out. I came out to California from New York. I was surfing for a while. You know, then I became like a. I don't want to use surfing model. They had to use me to, you know, to advertise products. They had surfboards, surfwear, et cetera. And I got bored of that right away. And then I started doing some MMA stuff, and I was doing some stunt work at the time also. And you know, I was fighting, but MMA, they say you fight every couple of months. You know, at the you're not allowed to fight like every day. So I was like, fine, whatever. And I was bored with that. And then I guess through stunt work, they know some of the wrestlers. And then some promoters came around, and they knew what I was doing. They showed up some of the fights I had in MMA. And then they, you know, they talked me into coming into WU. So I fight every day. Not saying I'm a violent guy. I just like the adrenaline rush and, you know, when you do an MMA once every, you know, couple of weeks or whatever, it kind of gets boring after a while. So I just got hooked right away. What was that?
You did MMA?
Yeah, for a little while I did it. I think for like a year I did it when I got out here. And, you know, because I was training in New York, but it's illegal there. And talked to some friends, and they told me about the MMA circuit out here in California. So I did that. But again, you can only fight every 3 to 4 months. You know, the rest of the time you're training, but even then, you know.
What was your record when you left?
I was 3-0.
Not bad.
It wasn't the most spectacular career. Like I said, I got bored of it right away. I had my first fight, I won. I was ready to go again like a week later, and they said, no, you got to, oh, like, why? So I think recently or a year ago, I saw some guy, he had 2 fights in 1 month, and they even said that was, like, ridiculously fast for an MMA fighter to come up that fast. I was like, wow, okay. Like I said, that was last year, and that was, you know, a couple of years of my wrestling career, so.
Interesting. I think.
Yeah, I never knew this. Yes, wow. I'm fascinated by this. Let me ask you this, Hollywood.
Okay. Sure.
What is the story behind your name and wardrobe?
What do you mean behind what? The connection between me and the robe?
Well, first of all, where did your name come from, or how did you become called that, and then what significance does your robe have involving that?
Okay. Well, I was always, when I first started, I was just Rick Brutal, and I was wrestling for a while, and, you know, in WU at that point, you know, the fashion sense wasn't that spectacular. Like, the options that they gave the wrestlers to buy stuff, we didn't have much stuff. And then they opened the store up, and I saw this and that, and the stable I was in, I was like, yeah, I'm going to wear this Lord Humongous mask and wear the Road Warrior shoulder pads and wear the, you know, dog collar, leather thing. They're like, no, don't do that. You know, and this is like a decision we made. Well, why not? And they said, give it a day. Go look at everybody else wearing what they're wearing when the store is open. And sure enough, everybody had on the mask, the shoulder pads, everything I wanted to wear. I would have been a dime a dozen wrestler. So I was always joking around that white singlet I wear, I was like, well, that kind of looks like something I'd wear if I was surfing.
Yeah.
And I skateboarded too a lot. And I said, wow, that reminds me of the knee pads and the elbow pads we wear when we're skating. Skateboarding. And so I try the outfit on, and my stable goes, oh, you got to wear that. They're like, you got to do something else, though. Because at this point, I had really short hair when I came in. I had like the Duke Nukem hair almost. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really like that, so I'm just going to let it start growing out. And I let it grow out a couple months. And they said, all right, you're going to do that. And with the sunglasses on. And they said, you got to put Hollywood in front of your name. I was like, oh, I don't know if I could do that. They're going to associate that with Hollywood Hulk Hogan and all that stuff. And like, no. You're going to make it your own. We know you. You just make it your own. And this was on a Friday meeting we had. And, you know, Sunday night, I was still trying to mold over, and I really hadn't come up with anything else to do with it, you know, the name and all that. And I'm going, oh, I'm sitting there going, Hollywood, I guess I'm going to do the, you know, the Hollywood thing. And I'm sitting there going, well, what am I going to call my fan base? Because every good, you know, wrestler have their fans, what they call their loyal fan base. And I'm going, I guess I'll call my entourage. I'm like, but that doesn't seem right. And I was like, they're my fans and the entourage. And then I came up with the name Fantourage. You know, I just took combined the name.
Yeah.
And that stuck. And that stuck for, oh, God, since I named them way back when. And this all happened about a month or two after I was a rookie. So, God, I think I'm coming up on my fifth year. So it's been almost, you know, I've been calling them that. And then summer, now, the bad dude, he was doing the artwork. You know, he was doing he was doing artwork, and he was doing the clothing for the store at the time. He had opened a company up, and it was at first it was raffle only. It was a lottery only to get in. And every who signed up in the scene, they got assigned a number. I was like one of the last people to get in on the first run. And so I was very fortunate to get in on that one. And what you had to do in order to get it, you had to win the title and get somebody, basically, because some people didn't understand how this worked. And it was supposed to be for every time you win, you had to win the title five times, or a combination of winning it five times and defending it like 10 times.
Oh,
and so
okay.
People weren't understanding how this works. So I kind of said it. So basically, it's kind of like this. If you win the title, it's worth 1 point. A title defense is worth half a point. And when you get five full points, I think that's what, five full points or something like that, you got your item. And finally, towards the end of the summer, I finally won my first title, defended it a couple of times, won it a few times, defended it once, got it back, and I finally had the point I needed, you know, or I had the requirements. So, you know, some of my favorite wrestlers was always Ric Flair, Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig, and Nick Bockwinkel. And I always thought that was cool. Ric Flair always had a unique robe. Anytime he came out, it was always like a different robe. And so
yeah.
I said, well, I want a robe to pay homage to him, but I got to pick a color that's really different. And I noticed this orange robe, and I think I only wear it like one time. So I talked to the bad dude, and we did that, and he put the Hollywood on my arms, because at that point, when you look at Unstoppable, the pictures are in 2D, so you can't turn around.
Right.
You know, of course, when it went 3D, if we had known that, I said, you know, looking back, he said that if it was 3D back then, he would have put the Hollywood on the back of the. But he had his own touch, he put on the arm so you could see it all the time. Of course, at that point, he was opening up another. And at this point, the thing was, you joined it. And again, the thing with the point system, you could get another item in there. And it turns out, I heard that two or three people won it. He was making the items, and he was getting mad at John. Because John was the owner, but John wasn't paying him.
Oh.
And that's when the t-shirt came out, Pay the Bad. I forgot what the t-shirt says. I have it somewhere. I think it's like Pay the Bad Dude, or make, you know, get the give the bad dude his money or something like that. And basically, they, you know, he left the game. And that was that. And so that was, otherwise, I was going to join. I was going to have a couple more robes made. You know, a few people had, they were asking me about, like, yeah, I would have had a couple different ones made after that.
I if like I that robe, though, with the, because the it is on the arms.
Right, that's
like
why he
it,
did it, right.
I like it, too, and actually kind of goes into my next question. What do you think makes you stick out from the other wrestlers?
What makes me stick out from the other wrestlers?
Yeah.
Oh, I think people have told me when I first started, I had it. I understand the business. I know the business. I get it. So when I do something or act in some way or I do something, it's unique and genuine. And I just get this, trying to figure out how to say this. Like, honestly, like, you know, like certain people in the game, like, they get it. And I get it all around. You know what I mean? I have an all around, I understand the whole business. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And I like to think I'm entertaining. You know, I hope I come across that way. So.
Yeah, you're very entertaining.
Thank you. So, you know, people walk in and you know who they are and you know what they're known for. You know, of course I'm known for the robe. Like when people say, oh, you're the guy that's the robe and the thing in there. But, you know, I just all around. I think just all around I have a top level game, I like to think.
True.
I would just like to go back to the, just, oh, I'm sorry, Stuffers. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that was interesting what he said. It kind of set you up for, I think, your next question.
Yes, but I just want to go back and clarify this one point.
Okay,
Hollywood.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's... Now, the robe that you're wearing, other people, you know, the male people can purchase